You're listening to the Marketing for Health Coaches podcast, where we talk about everything that's going to help you get clients and have a truly successful business and lifestyle. I'm your host, Amy Littman. With over 15 years in the industry, you can count on me to keep it practical and doable. In this episode, we're talking about how to use and not use Facebook groups. I wanted to do an episode on this topic because I often work with coaches or hear from coaches who are getting what I find is very outdated advice about Facebook groups. And there's a lot of confusion and time wasted on Facebook groups. And there are some really amazing ways to use Facebook groups, but they might be different than what you think. So I'm going to break all of that down for you today. The first thing I want to talk about is the idea of creating a free Facebook group for your ideal clients. So this is a concept that was very popular around when Facebook groups were kind of at their height and popularity. I started a Facebook group like this around 2017, 2018. And I know that a lot of my colleagues had already started free Facebook groups before then. So I want to say maybe around 2015 was when this became a very popular strategy. At the time, the idea was that you would create a Facebook group where people could join. It was open to anyone, but people had to answer some questions and you would approve them to be admitted into the group, but they didn't have to pay money to join the group. So let's say that you served women who are going through menopause, you might have set up at that time a Facebook group for women going through menopause, and anyone could join that group. And it would be a place where you would post content, you might do live streams, you would ask questions, you would answer people's questions in the groups, and you would also invite people to initial consultations with you or invite people into a group program that you might be offering. So it was a place where you would cultivate relationships, build trust, build credibility, get people to know, like, and trust you, and also make invitations for people to work with you. And I will tell you that for me, this worked well for a period of time. But what I have found, and if you have a free Facebook group, this may be what you're finding. What I found is probably about, I want to say 3 years ago, I started seeing engagement in my group go way down. And many of you may be in my Facebook group. It is the Health Coach Collective, and it still is out there. It still exists. You are welcome to join it. It is still a place where health coaches and wellness pros can come together and get support from each other. And I'm also in there checking it, answering questions. But what I will say is that engagement went way down. And so, like with everything, I think it's really important that all of us, myself included, that we put our energy into the things that are going to be fruitful, into the things that are going to result in clients and that are going to be worth our energy. And so over time, and you may have seen this if you've been following my group closely, which, you know, most people are not following these things closely, that I have decreased my activity in my group. I used to do a live stream in my group once a week. That was my main way of creating free content. I then switched to a little over a year ago to my podcast. And I also stopped really posting regular content in the group because what I found was I wasn't getting engagement. It used to be when I would do a live stream, you know, several years ago, when I would do live streams, people would show up live and they would engage. And it was really fun and rewarding and fulfilling for me. And then over time, I started noticing that no one was showing up for my live streams, or maybe one person was showing up for my live streams. And that was kind of my first hint that things were changing. And essentially, my understanding is that it was Facebook, how Facebook changed the way their algorithm works. So they used to really prioritize content from groups and showing it to people. But over time, that has decreased. So they're not prioritizing it as much. Now, if you are really active in a group, Facebook is always going to show you the things that it thinks you'll be interested in. So, for example, in my local area, there's a mother's club. It's a massive Facebook group, and it's a huge wealth of information. If you have any question, you can post in that group and you'll get tons of responses. And so I do go in and check that group from time to time. And so what I've noticed is Facebook does show me posts from that group. It's because it knows that it's something I'm interested in. Now, if I were to stop checking that group, stop looking at content from that group for a period of time, then it would probably stop showing those posts to me. So what I am still seeing, however, even though what I know to be true is that Facebook groups are not this amazing strategy for getting clients that they used to be. And yet, there are still so many coaches who come to me and tell me that this is what they've been told to do. They've been told by someone somewhere to start a free Facebook group. And yet what they're finding is they don't have a lot of people in their group. They're not getting a lot of engagement in their group. And by engagement, what I mean is you're not getting a lot of comments on your posts. You're not getting many people posting in your group. You're not, if you're doing live streams in your group, you're not getting many people watching those live streams, either live or the replays. And so if you already have a free Facebook group, you can keep it. But what my recommendation would be to really minimize how much time you're spending on that group. So if it's really easy for you to put up one post a week, then do that, right? If that takes you a lot of time, then I would say minimize your posting in the group. Now, if you already have a Facebook group, a free Facebook group for your ideal clients, like what I've been describing, and you're like, you know what, Amy, I'm not getting much from this. I'm not finding it fun. I don't really want to keep this going. Then I would say, just go ahead and pause your group, or you could even delete it, but you could just pause it. You can put up an announcement in the group and just let people know that you are turning your attention elsewhere and let them know how they can stay in touch with you. That could be if you are on Instagram, you could have them follow you on Instagram. If you have a free gift, aka lead magnet, you could send folks a link to sign up for that. You could invite people to an initial consultation and just let people know that the group is going to be closing on a certain date. You could just make that a week from now or 2 weeks from now, and let that be something that no longer weighs on you, of something that you need to put time and energy on. There is another type of Facebook group that I do recommend that you use, and this is Facebook groups that you use for paid programs that you have. Now, I don't think you need or necessarily even should use a Facebook group for private coaching clients because you're working with them one-on-one. They're getting a lot of one-on-one attention. I don't think you need to put all your private coaching clients into a Facebook group. But if you offer any type of group program, like our Done For You Intuitive Eating Program, those of you who have that offering, you know that I teach you inside that program that when you're leading that group, that part of what people are, your participants are getting is support in a Facebook group. So you create a private Facebook group that people get access to when they sign up, and people are getting daily support inside that Facebook group. And I highly, highly recommend this for any type of group program, whether it's a very short group program, like it's 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or whether it's a longer group program. It adds a ton of value. I know that in our Done For You Intuitive Eating Program, part of what we give you is daily posts that you put up in your group. So every day you're guiding your participants to take one small action that day. And that really helps your participants get engaged and really experience transformation. And though in a group program, you are most likely, hopefully, also including live calls with your group, like you do in our intuitive eating program, you are guiding your participants live, but in between those calls, your participants are going to want support. And so that Facebook group is a way for them to get those daily action steps, to ask questions. It is also a great place to post your replays of any live calls that you do with your group so that it's easy for folks to who miss the live calls or want to rewatch. They can just pop into that Facebook group and use them. So this is something that I still use for all of my offerings. We have a separate Facebook group for each one of our offerings. So if you have our Done For You Wellness Talks, we've got a Facebook group for that. If you are in our Abundant Health Coach program, we have a Facebook group for that. And then we also have one for our Done For You Intuitive Eating program. And so when you set up those groups, while you have a group that's active, you want to be checking that group once a day, Monday through Friday. That is typically what I recommend. Now, you can always switch that up if your availability is not that frequent. You could switch it up, but the important thing is to let people know when they paid for a program what they can expect, how often you will be in the group, how often you will be checking in on them. And checking in on my clients in my Facebook groups is one of my most favorite things to do in my business. It is only second to the live calls I do with participants in my program. Now, if you're running a group program, when it ends, you will pause that group and pause your support of the participants. If folks are signing up for a 2-week program with you, you're going to support them during those 2 weeks. And then you're going to let people, you know, thank people, let them know how you can support them going forward. And you're going to pause the group so that people can't continue posting in there. And so that you know that you're not going to continue to check in on that group. Now, one question that I often get asked is, are there alternatives to Facebook groups? Because not everyone is on Facebook. And it is true. Not every single human is on Facebook. And you also may not love Facebook. Maybe you don't love hanging out on Facebook, and so you want an alternative to Facebook groups, but you do want a way to support your group program participants. And what I will say is, yes, there are lots of different programs, systems, platforms out there that you can use and create a forum or create a group. But what I have found, because I did test this out a few years ago, I'm trying to remember the name of the platform that I used. It was called Mighty Networks, and it still is out there. And there were pros and cons to that system. But one thing that I found, and I generally find, is that it created, when I have used a program other than Facebook to support clients, that there's a barrier to entry, meaning that it's another platform for clients to have to learn. It's another platform for them to have to remember how to get in, remember their login information, and that it just creates enough friction that folks are less likely to use it. And so, though I really only use Facebook for my groups, I don't typically go on Facebook and scroll. I don't post on Facebook except inside my groups for my programs. I do love it for that purpose. And so even though I might not love Facebook in general and I don't love spending a lot of time on Facebook, I just go in every day and I check my groups and I respond to my amazing clients and support them. And then I hop off and I continue about my business. Now, one concern, and I brought this up earlier, is, but what if not all of my clients are on Facebook? And what if they don't want to use Facebook? And I just had this happen with one of our clients in our Done For You Intuitive Eating program. And now she's also in our Abundant Health Coach program. And when she joined, she said, I'm not on Facebook. And, you know, how can I get support? And I encouraged her. I said, can you just join Facebook for just this purpose, just use it for this group. And she did. She decided that that was worth it for her. People can create a profile and join your group, and they can leave Facebook when the program's over, right? It doesn't have to be this whole big thing where they're now sucked back into Facebook. So, of course, you absolutely can try out other platforms, test things out, see what you like, see how it works for your clients, and you can always change things up in the future. Personally, I still continue to love using Facebook groups. I love the ease of it. I love that it's something that folks are familiar with and something I'm familiar with. Now, the last piece I want to address in this episode regarding Facebook groups is using this idea of using other people's Facebook groups to get clients. And this is another one of those strategies that I'm surprised to find it's still being taught out there. And when I talk to coaches who have been given this strategy of using Facebook groups to get clients, they are typically sharing with me how uncomfortable they feel with this approach. And so if you have read or been taught this strategy of joining other people's Facebook groups and trying to get clients from them, and you are uncomfortable with that, I want you to know you're not alone. And also trust your instincts about this. I will tell you that it is always very obvious to me when someone has joined my Facebook group because they want to get clients from my group. And if I'm in another group, it is also very obvious to me if the reason they're in that group is to get clients. There's a certain way that people phrase things. There's the questions people ask. what are you struggling with most? You know, like they're coming into a Facebook group to do market research, which I'm a big fan of doing market research. I've been guiding my Abundant Health Coach clients on doing a market research process themselves. But we always want to take into account the context we are in. So if you're joining a group that has been created by another coach, another business owner, they have a business and that's why they have the group, right? So if you compete with what they do, this is not a place for you to get clients. It's also not typically the place where you want to be giving advice because you don't want to be stepping on the toes of the admins of other groups. They are most likely have set themselves up as the expert, as the facilitator. And so I always think, put yourself in the admin's shoes. Imagine that this was a group that you created for your ideal clients as a way to nurture relationships. And what would you want people to do inside that group? Now, all of that being said, there are other types of Facebook groups. Like I mentioned, the Mother's Club group that I'm a part of. It is perfectly fine and wonderful for you to join Facebook groups that you would want to join otherwise because they relate to you and your interests. So if you are a mom, you might join a mom's group. I am also in a single parents group for the area. That's not a dating site, but it's just a group to build connection among single parents in my area. And we have different events and get-togethers, and it's super fun. So those are a couple of groups that I am in. Like I said, I don't use social media a whole lot, so I'm not typically posting in them, but every once in a while I do. And those are perfectly great places for you to show up and to be active and involved. And we'll go back to the menopause example I used earlier. Let's say that in one of the groups you're a part of, someone is asking about hormone therapy replacement or menopausal symptoms or, you know, resources for something that you coach people on. It is perfectly fine for you to share resources with them. What I would not do is I would not plug your services in that context. I would not say, oh, I coach people on this. I'm happy to talk to you. I would simply let people know, you know, if you have a favorite book, if you have a tip for them, right? If they, some questions they might want to ask their doctor, for example, or you could let them know you've been through this, you're happy to chat with them. But don't make it salesy, right? Because when people go into these Facebook groups, they are expecting just generous support from the other members of the group. They are not expecting or wanting to be pitched services. But if you are active in a Facebook group, people get to know you, they may go and check you out. They may want to learn more. Now, this is not a strategy that I would put a whole lot of energy into. Again, this is a outdated strategy that used to be taught, and I think sometimes is still being taught, unfortunately, of basically this strategy of getting really involved in Facebook groups and then trying to get people to DM you and then book an initial consult with you and move people into becoming a client with you. And the other thing to keep in mind is that Facebook groups all have their own group rules. And so that is something to pay very close attention to, is what are the rules in this group? But then beyond that, really checking in with yourself and what feels good to you, and to really take off the table the things that you know feel salesy and icky and really aren't your style. One last thing I'll say about that, though, is that as you learn to market your business and get clients, there absolutely are going to be things that you learn that are going to feel uncomfortable before you try them out. You know, giving a talk, for example, and making an invitation at the end of your talk, it may feel uncomfortable at first because it's new and it feels vulnerable. But that is very different than going about something in a salesy way that, you know, just isn't in alignment with you and your values and how you like to approach things. So we do want to discern between what is really icky and what is just, this feels uncomfortable because it's new. So I'm going to leave you with that. And my hope is that by the end of this episode, that you have maybe taken some things off of your plate regarding Facebook groups that you no longer need to do, that you no longer need to think about doing, and that you can use Facebook groups in the ways that they work best right now and just leave the rest. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and you can find all of the resources and links to free tools to help you build your business in the show notes directly under this audio. If you like this episode, go ahead and share it with your health coach friends. When you share, it really helps this community and it means the world to me. And be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button so you'll always get my best business building tips as soon as they come out. Again, I want to thank you for being here with me today, and I will see you next week.